Hello, Justy.
Hi, Joe. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, Tina. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Happy Monday, right?
Yeah.
I always say we have to start somewhere, so we have to be positive.
Yeah. Anyway, how are you doing?
Good. So I was actually reaching out today, and I saw that you had tried to call in also, but to let you know that we are having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card.
Well, there is a problem. The card had to be taken out of circulation because of fraud on a website. So
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so we're in a dispute on that, but Chase is pretty good about solving these problems. It seems it's just rampant. So anyway, get a hold of your
and it takes time.
So, before you know, we talk about reengaging with this whole thing. So I got to be honest, Tina, this whole process has not yielded anything on my end. I don't know why. And then I enrolled in a program called it's where you literally get selected clients that when they go online they see your website and they can literally request a bid from you or come out to see, you know, the projects and stuff like that. I don't know
okay.
I forget the name of the program, but it's through you. I think it's called Google Select or Google.
Oh, the Google Guarantee. Yes, yes.
Guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
yes.
We're on the same page. Sorry about that. I just could not remember
that's okay.
The name of that.
Yeah, it's also known as Local Service Ads, but it's Google Guaranteed. Yeah, it's their new lead generation program.
Right, which was quite a bit of money. By the time you get out of the door, you're at $1,100 because to get the application fee is like $250, and then it's $800 to get the whole thing going. And I simply have not started that process.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did. I got all the approvals and that type of thing. So it's just a matter of me giving them their final deposit because they want $850 essentially in like a holding tank escrow, for lack of a better way to put it. And then you have to replenish that every month depending on how many leads you get.
Right.
So that's pretty much the way that works. I'm hoping
mm-hmm.
that'll work out because circling back to what I was saying to you, everything we've done on this other end has just not been fruitful at all. Zero. Not one. All the people I talk to, it has nothing to do with what we're doing. It has to do with just organic or word of mouth and that type of thing.
Okay. So here's what I would recommend, only because I'm on your dashboard and I am showing that in the time that you've been with us, your company
uh-huh.
has been found on the first page of Google 3,766 times, and you've
wow.
had 232 clicks to your site, okay? Now, that's
right.
just from the Google ads that run at the top of the page. At one point, you gave us an extra 300
right.
to run ads, so that's the activity
yeah.
that you got from those ads. Now, in the
wow.
local map optimization, you've had 586 views to the images. You were found 633 times with 18 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you. So I'm thinking
okay.
that you've probably gotten at least some solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you?
Yeah, I do.
You
do? I totally do. That's the first thing I do. Because I'm
okay.
paying for this. It's important to know what and what isn't. I mean, that's
I agree. Yeah,
sense.
You want to know that it's working for you. So here's one thing that I would recommend. Since you did have 232 clicks to your site from the Google ads and you're doing pretty well
mm-hmm.
there, What I would recommend is I can put you into friends and family pricing for the local map optimization of $149 monthly. So that would save you $50. And then yeah. I would suggest, if you can do it, is do $100 worth of ads a month. So rather than paying $199 monthly for just the local maps, you would be paying $249, but you would have $100 worth of Google ads. And I think you'll get much more bang for your buck that way. And then the Google guarantee, you're already approved for that. You already paid this, the initial application fee. So you could always, once your phone starts ringing with this and you start getting some return, then you could always call us back and put those ads back on or tell us, hey, I want to start with that fee now. But, I always say you have to crawl before you can walk. So I'd like to see you get at least that much of a return, maybe a 10-to-1 return on it. And then you call us back and say, hey, I'm ready now to go ahead and put the extra, into the Google leads.
Well, that makes great sense. Let me tell you what's going on. I called them up, the Google guaranteed ads, and said, you know what? I need to put this on hold for 30 days.
Okay.
Because they wanted to start the process. And the reason being is I'm leaving on vacation in 30 days, and this 30 days prior to that is completely booked with people I have to meet, things I have to do, responsibilities. I'm a small mom and pop company. I simply do not have the bandwidth at all
right.
to meet and greet with potential new clients at this point.
Of course.
Now, when I get back from my vacation, that's going to be a different story, because all this will be behind me, this crunch. So I'm trying to get a lot of stuff checked off my list. And so I don't want to be paying for advertising that I simply just can't address.
I think what we should do then is just do the friends and family of $149 for now. And then next month, when you're done with your vacation and you're ready to take on more clients, then we can start putting the $100 of ads on and do the $249. But I don't see any reason for you to pay that extra $100 right now if you don't have the bandwidth or the manpower to go out and handle those client calls. You know what I mean?
I just don't. I don't.
Yeah.
In fact, I barely can. I'm freaking out that I can handle what I have on my plate right now, just trying to take care of prospective jobs that I do have, through word of mouth. I still got to meet with those people and then kick that can down the road. And then I got some work I got to finish up on an ongoing project.
Right.
So that's where I'm at right now. So is there any way that we can just put everything on hold for 30 days?
So I can't do that with a past due balance. That's the only problem, Joe, is that in your terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agree to an automatic renewal each month on the 7th. But in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So because that didn't happen, there's $199 past due balance. But I can help you out, and like I said, and at least put you into the friends and family rate. And then once we get it up to speed, I can even put you on a seasonal hold for more than 30 days. We can do up to 90 days at a time. So it just depends on when you get back, if you're ready to rock and roll right away, or if you're going to need a couple of more weeks to, because sometimes people, that would stop your billing for August, September, and October, and it would reinstate in November if you wanted the 90-day hold, right? But it just depends on, what will work on your end.
Okay, so basically, I just want to kind of get to the nap of the issue right now. What is the minimum amount of money I can give you right now so that your needs are satisfied, and I'm not necessarily asking for any kind of advertisement right now? That's the best way I can put it, until I get back. So in other words, I want to satisfy my obligation with you. I need what would be the minimum amount that I need to give you to do this, basically,
just
right now?
Just the $149.
Okay, so let me give you 149.
Okay.
And then can you sign me up for that plan then? But I don't.
Yeah, I can put you on the 249 package for next month, but I don't really want to automatically do it until we know that you're back and you're ready to take on some more clients. So if you want, what I'll do is your billing date is the 7th. So I can send a note over to customer support maybe around, I don't know, August 3rd or something and say, hey, can you reach out to Joe and make sure that he wants to put the ads on? Or I can actually reach out to you myself. And that way, if you're back and you're ready to take on more, then we can put the ads on. So let's do that. Let me just look at my calendar and see what day of the week the 3rd is. Oh, good. It's a Wednesday, so that's a work day. Sometimes I tell people, we'll call you on the 3rd, and then I see it's a Saturday or something. But, okay, so I'll put follow up regarding Google Ads, $100 Google Ads. Okay, for the 7th, for 87, and then I'll put your username here so I know who to call, because if not, I'll forget. Okay, so I put that in my calendar. So I'll be following up with you on August 3rd. And then for the 149, Joe, is it still the Ulrich Avenue for the billing address?
Yeah, everything's the same as that.
The same. Okay. And then the card number?
Is 4427.
Okay.
4270.
Mm-hmm.
7235.
Mm-hmm.
5607.
Got it. Okay. Expiration?
0727.
And the code on the back?
937.
Okay. So I'll get your authorization and then you'll be good to go. When do you actually return?
I have it. It's going to be like August sometime, the first week of August.
Oh, okay. Will you be back on the 3rd, or should we push that out to maybe the next week?
Let me look at my calendar, because my wife is the one that has done all this. In a second here.
Okay.
And see, it's about her, because she works for a company, so it's all based on her schedule. Give me just a second.
Of course.
Okay, we won't be home until the 19th.
Oh, okay. So then what I'm going to do then, the 19th, right?
One second. Like, that's a Monday. So I would say the 22nd is the first work week that I would be back.
Okay, so let's change that August 7th appointment to whatever the Wednesday is after the 22nd, which it looks like is the 24th, because I don't want to call you on the first day you're back. You're probably going to be swamped, right? So I'll call you on that 24th, and then let me fix this here. Okay, good. I got that in the calendar. Let me double check that it's stuck.
And your name is Tricia or Trish?
It's Tina.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tina.
That's okay. No problem. So at least you got another T name, right?
Yeah. And I'm
my husband's notorious for picking just a name. He'll be like, hi, Bob. Hi, Carl. Hi, Joe. And I'm like nudging him. The man's name is Steve. Like, what are you doing? You know, he does that all the time and he doesn't even get the first letter right. I'm like, so,
I'm horrible with names as well. So I'm guilty.
So here's my last question to you, Joe. Is this, your billing cycle is on the 7th, so it will bill again on August 7th, and I don't want that to happen. So would you like me to do the seasonal hold at least until we talk again? So what I can do okay, so I'm going to put this on a hold for a month, which will automatically set the next billing to September 7th because this August one will be on hold. But when we talk on the 24th, you're probably going to want to reinstate everything at that time, which I can manually do. But that way you're not getting billed for it in the meantime, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then so in the event that we don't talk on the 24th, it's what?
There's a season hold on the auto payment until September 7th.
Until September 7th, right. So if in the event that we miss each other on the 24th, and I'll try you a couple times, and you have my extension, so I'm pretty sure that we'll connect. But in the event that we it's extension 777. Here, I'll send you a text with it, too, so you have it. Because if you call in and you put in that 777, it'll ring directly to my desk. That way you don't have to be put on hold and wait for customer support and what have you. So I'll text it to you so you have it. But, yeah, in the event that we miss each other on the 24th, then it will reinstate on September 7th, but it will only reinstate for the 149. Those extra ads are not going to go on until you and I talk and make sure that it's good timing, okay?
Good. Okay, so for now, just know the only thing that's being billed right now is the 149 to my card.
Right, that 149 went through, and then I'm going to put the August 7th payment on a seasonal hold, so you don't have to worry about anything until after you get back from your trip, and we'll talk on the 24th, okay?
Perfect. All right.
All right. Well, good. I'm so glad that it worked out, Joe, and have a nice, safe trip, and then we'll talk to you when you get back, okay?
Absolutely. All right.
Okay.
Take care. Thanks again.
I will. You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.